Today's shir is Masechta Brachos Daf Samach Beis. We will begin on Daf Samach Aleph on the Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah, Lo Yekel Adam Esroi Shekeneged Shara Mizrach. A person should not behave in a non-respectful manner facing the eastern gate of the Shara Beis, Shehu Mechumen Kenei Beis HaKadoshim. Because that is the area which is right facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Gemara, Yudam Ravloi, Amra Alapanitsoifim Lefnim. This halacha that you have to act with great respect is only from the area of Tsoifim and further. And Beroya, it also has to be that you could see from where you are standing the Beis HaMikdash. There's a machloikis Rishonim. When the Gemara speaks about Tsoifim, what does it mean? Rashi seems to learn that Tsoifim is not any one specific place. Rather, it means anywhere from where you could see the Har HaBayis, that is considered Tsoifim. The Shita, however, says that Tsoifim was a specific area that was called Tsoifim. It got its name because from that place you could see the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not a general description of anywhere you could see the Beis HaMikdash from. It's a specific spot. Et menami, Amr Abba Bereid Rav Chia Bar Abba, Hoch Amr Rav Yochanan, Loi Amr El Metznoifin Lefnim, the halachas that we're learning about how you have to act when you're facing the Beis HaMikdash is only from the area of Tsoifim and towards the Beis HaMikdash, or Beroya, and you have to be able to see the Beis HaMikdash, or B'she'en Geder. It also has to be when there is no fence between you and the Beis HaMikdash. And lastly, it's Bizman Shabes HaMikdash, Bizman Shashchina Shaira. It's only when there's the Shechina on the Beis HaMikdash. There's a Machloikas Rishonim. What does this mean? Rashi and most Rishonim are of the opinion that means as long as the Beis HaMikdash is standing, whether it was the Beis HaMikdash Rishon or the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, the Lachas apply. However, other Rishonim seem to learn that it's only by the Beis HaMikdash Rishon that had its full Shechina. But the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, where we didn't have the full Shechina, this halacha doesn't apply. Tarabonim, Hanifna bi Yehuda. If somebody uses the bathroom in Yehuda, as we know, Eretz Yisrael was divided into a number of regions. And now says the Gemara, if somebody uses the bathroom in the region of Eretz Yisrael, which is Yehuda, which in this region was the Beis HaMikdash, he shouldn't face Mizrach HaMarav, because that is the direction when you're in Yehuda that you'll be facing the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, he should use the bathroom to soften the Dorim. He should use it in the north and south direction. Ubegolu, whereas in the region of Golu, Leipana Ela Mizrach HaMarav, he should only go in Mizrach HaMarav, because there it's just the opposite. Over there, Yerushalayim is the other direction. So Rabbi Yossi always allows us to use the bathroom in whatever direction. Shari Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Yasru El Beroya, all of these halachas that we're speaking about of showing respect to the Beis HaMikdash is only a place from where you could see the Beis HaMikdash. B'man She'en Shom Geder, when there's no fence. B'man She'eshchina Shaira, when the Shechina is in the Beis HaMikdash. V'cham Oisrim, but Chum hold that all of these halacha apply even bizman hazeh. Ask the Gemara, Chacham b'hanu Tanakama. So both of them say we have to be strict. So what's the machloikis? Answers the Gemara, Ikamenai Tzodim. The nafkamina is that not only the areas that are directly facing the Beis HaMikdash, but even the sides of those areas. In other words, saying anywhere in Yehuda is considered a makom kedusha according to Tanakama, and therefore you have to treat it respectfully. Whereas the Chum are lenient and they hold only the area directly facing the Beis HaMikdash is where we need to be concerned. Tanyidach, and we learned another brisa. Hanifna bi Yehuda, one who uses the bathroom in Yehuda, lo yipana mizrach marif, shouldn't go in the direction of Mizrach HaMarav, he should go in the direction of Tzofim V'Dorim. Ubegolu, Tzofim V'Dorim Osir, just the opposite, because the way they are located facing Yerushalayim. Therefore, Tzof and Vidarim, north and south are Osir, Mizrach and Ma'arav Mutar, east and west are Mutar. Rabbi Yossi Matar, Rabbi Yossi says that you could do it in any direction, any of these places. Shai Rabbi Yossi Omer, Le'amru El Baroya. All the halachas that we're discussing only apply from where you can see the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim Osir, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, it's Osir to use the bathroom facing these directions. Bizman she Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, Mutter, he's lenient. Rabbi Kiva Osir, become Mokim. Ask the Gemara a similar question as we just had. Rabbi Kiva had a Tanakama. Aren't Rabbi Kiva and the Tanakama saying the same? Answers the Gemara, Ik benai chutzlarts. The Machloikas says regarding chutzlarts. The Tanakama was only speaking in Eretz Yisrael, whereas outside of Eretz Yisrael, it would be mutter. Whereas Rabbi Kiva holds, even outside Eretz Yisrael, you have to pay attention in which direction is the Beis HaMikdash, and in that direction, you should not use the bathroom. Says the Gemara, the way they used to use the bathroom in those times was that they had two stones, and the person who would sit, who would need to use the bathroom, would sit on those two stones and use the bathroom. Says the Gemara, Rava Avashadin Le Livni Mizrach Amarav. Rava, who lived in Bavel, would put the two bricks that are used for bathroom in the east-west direction. Ozel Abaya, Shadin Tzofen Dorim. Abaya went and moved them to the other direction. What he was trying to test, says Rashi, was did Rava specifically put them in that direction because he wanted to show us that the way you use the bathroom, even in Chutz La'aretz, has to be in a specific direction, or he just put them there because he happened to put them there, but not that he was trying to teach a specific direction. All Rava Tertzinu. So after Abaya did that, Rava turned it around. Omer Man Haida Kometzali, and Rava made a statement: who's the one that's bothering me? That's manipulating the stones that I put down to use the bathroom. For said Rabba, Anak Rabbi Kiva Svirle, I agree with Rabbi Kiva, Damer become Makamasar. You're never allowed to use the bathroom facing Yerushalayim, no matter where you are in the world. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Kiva, Pamachas Nechnasti Achas Rabbi Shul Beis HaKisei. I followed Rabbi Shul going into the bathroom, and I learned from him three halachas. Lamarati shein nifnin mizrach hamarav, that you shouldn't go in the direction of mizrach hamarav al tzofen v'dorim. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Shul lived in the region of Yehuda, whereas we began the shir in Yehuda, you shouldn't use the bathroom in the mizrach hamarav direction. Lamarati shein nifraim umar el miyoshev, that a person has to pull down his pants to use the bathroom, but do it only after you're sitting, so they'll be more modest. Your erva won't be visible until you're sitting, and so therefore it's not so visible. That you're not supposed to use your right hand to clean yourself, rather your left hand. Amalei ben Azai. So Ben Azai said to Bekiva, Ad kan has the panach barapcha. You went this far that you went into the bathroom to follow your Rebbe. Amalai Tori spoke, responded, Torihi, this is the Torah Limelan Tzorach. And as we learned previously in Amasechta, the halacha is, the klal is, Gol Shimushoi Yosem Elamuda. We could accomplish much more in learning Torah from seeing how our Rebbe acts than just from hearing the halacha. So although they presumably heard the halachas, as we're learning the halachas in our shir of how a person is supposed to use the bathroom, but he felt I could accomplish much more by actually seeing what he does in the bathroom. So a number of halacha. First of all, the halacha of what direction doesn't apply bizman hazeh for many reasons, because the bathrooms that we use have walls. And when there's a bathroom that has a wall, there's no concern in which direction. Furthermore, there's no Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, when you're building a house, you need not be particular in which direction the bathroom faces. The Gemara, however, did teach us here that we have to be careful that when we use the bathroom, we should not clean ourselves with the right hand, we should rather clean ourselves with the left hand. There are many reasons given for this. One is, as we're going to learn, the right hand we use for doing mitzvahs. But the question is, a number of machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if somebody is using paper or whatever material to clean themselves, then this halacha doesn't apply. Another, there are those, however, that disagree and say that by Rabbi Kiva saying Ella B'smol means that you have to use specifically the left hand, no matter if you have a piece of paper that you're cleaning yourself with or you're using your hand directly. Another question is, what's the halacha on a person who is a left-handed person? Which hand does he use? The halacha is that a left-handed person should use the right hand, because by him, you should always use the weaker hand. However, I did see in the Sefer, Chashukei Chemed, that says, let's say a person is weak on his left hand and he really wants to make sure that he's cleaning himself. And the only way he could accomplish that is by using his right hand. So he says, we know, we've learned this in our Masechta, that one may not use the bathroom, one may not daven when he's not perfectly clean. And the way to make sure that you're perfectly clean, if you only can be sure by using your right hand, then use your right hand. Tanya, Benazai Omer, Pamachas Nechnasti Acher B'Kiva L'Beisakisei, I followed Rabbi Kiva in the bathroom. L'manati Shloshim Edavarim. And I learned from him three halachas. L'manati She'ein Nifna Mizr Chamariv. As we've been learning, you don't use the bathroom to east to west, El Tzof M'Dorim, north and south. L'manati She'ein M'Froi M'Umid El M'Yushuv. Expose yourself only when you're sitting down, that there should be more tznius. V'lamarati shemikachem b'yamin el b'smol. Don't use your right hand, just use your left hand. Omlai Rabbi Yehuda, at kan ha'asta panecha b'rapcha, that you followed him into the bathroom. Omlai tayri hi'lo ma'etzaruch, that's the way I'm going to know what I have to do. Rav Kahana al gana tusid b'hur yidarav. Rav Kahana once came and laid under the bed of Rav. The Pasha Pshad is that he wanted to know what does the halacha tell us to do in terms of doing tashmish, shameh, and he heard that Rav, Soch, first spoke to his wife, the Sochak, and he laughed with his wife, they asked the trochah, and then they did tashmish. Because the halacha is that even though, one, the Gemara Masechta Chagiga teaches us that you're not supposed to speak during Tashmish. But if your purpose, but on the other hand, you may not do Tashmish with your wife unless she's in the proper mood and there's no anger and there's no bad feelings between the husband and wife. So how was he able to accomplish that? The way he was able to accomplish that was by speaking to his wife and making her in a good mood. Amalei, so Rav Kahana, who's under the bed, says, Dome Pumi da Abba, the mouth of the Rebbe seems to be Kedloi Sarav Tashla, like he never had food. In other words, that he's doing this Maisabiya with too much desire. He's supposed to do the Maisabiya just for being able to perform the mitzvah. Amlai Kahana Hokaat. So Rav recognized that Rav Kahana was there. And he asked him, Kahana, are you here? Puk. The Lava Arichara. It's not respectful to be in a room where a husband and wife are having relations. Omeloi, to which he responded, Torah hi ulum anitzarach. It's the Torah, and I have to know. And the lesson of this Gemara is that a person should recognize that Torah is not limited to the Beis HaMedrash. Torah is not limited to the Beis HaKnesses. Torah, halacha, affects every moment of our life, including when we're in the bathroom, including when we're doing tashmish. So the Gemara goes back to halacha that we spoke about. Why do we clean ourselves with the left hand, not with the right hand? Amarava. Because we know that the Torah was given with Hashem's right hand. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, miyiminoi esh dos lomai. The Torah is called esh because, as the Rashi tells us on Chumash, because the Torah was given esh chayra al gabe esh lavana, or we know there were koilos abrakim, thunder and lightning, fire when the Torah was given. So that's why the Torah is compared to fire. Rabbi Bar Chana Amar, Neshi Krayv Lepeh. The right hand is what you always use for eating. And since the right hand is what you always use for eating, it's not appropriate that that hand that you use for eating should also be used for cleaning yourself. Rav Shimon Ben Lakish Amar, Neshi Kosh Bar Tefillin. Even though, as we know, the halacha is that you put the tefillin on your left hand, but what hand do you use to tie the tefillin on your left hand? The right hand. So it's inappropriate that the hand that you're using for tying the tefillin should be the very same hand that you use for cleaning yourself in the bathroom. Another reason, Rav Nachman Yitzchakama, Rav Neshemar by Tamei Torah. Here we see that they used to have the tamim, the notes with which we lay, and the halacha is that in the Torah, you may not have the tamim written in. In the Vim Ksuvim, sometimes you may. And if you're following those notes, what hand do you use for following those notes? The right hand. Another pshat is that when they would lay, when they would read the Torah, following the Tamat Torah, following the notes, the Balkaira would use his fingers, his hands, like a conductor uses his hands and fingers when he's leading an orchestra. And therefore, which hand did they use? The right hand. So it's inappropriate that that hand that's used to show how we're leaning from the Torah should be that hand that we use to clean ourselves in the bathroom. Ketanoi, the Gemara says that this is actually machlokes tanoim, why you should not use the right hand to clean yourself. The hand that you use to eat with should not be the hand that you use for the bathroom. You're right. You're right. Chidusha Tayyar. A cipher writes, with his right hand. And we just explained that you used it for the Tamei Torah. So the Gemara has given many reasons for not using your right hand. As we said earlier, a left-handed person should use his right hand. But it's really not that clear, as the Magen Avraham points out, because it matters which reason we follow. If we follow the reason because it's used for eating, or you tie your tefillin with it, or you show the Tamei Torah, or you use for writing, so all those reasons, by a left-handed person, it's just the opposite, because he uses his left hand for all of those purposes. But if the reason is the first reason that the Gemara suggested, because the Torah was given kavayachol with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's right hand, so it doesn't make a difference what hand you use. It matters what hand Hashem uses, and Hashem uses the right hand, and therefore you, even the left-handed person, should not use your right hand in the bathroom. Says the Gemara, Amrav Tanchem ben Chaloi, Kol Atznu Beis HaKisei, somebody who acts in a modest way in a Beis HaKisei, Nitzel Min Shlosh Dvarim, he will be protected from three things. Min Nechashim, he'll be protected from the snakes that normally were found in the bathroom. Min Akrabim, from scorpions that were found in the bathroom. Or Min Amazikim, from Shadim. Because the Shadim usually are found in the bathroom, and he'll be protected from those shadim. The reason is because if he's quiet in the bathroom, they don't recognize that he's there. Another pshat that the Mashal suggests is that a person who acts modestly in the bathroom is a person who's zoicha, who becomes worthy of a special shmira. V'yesh oimrim, af chaloy moysa miyushav malav. Even he'll have good dream. And again, as the Sifsei Chamim explains, the shadim are what cause a person to have bad dreams, but by a person being modest in the bathroom, he will not need to be concerned about shadim starting up with him. Says the Gemara, "Ahi beis akise dava betferia." There was a beis akise in Tferia. Kava aile bei betrei afilu biyam amitzi. It was such a dangerous place that even if two people walked in there, and it was by day, they would be hurt by the shadim, which was a very big chiddush. For normally shadim don't appear by day, and not only do shadim normally not appear by day, they certainly don't appear when there are two people. But the shadim was so strong, apparently, in this beis akisei that they were able to harm people by day, even if there was more than one person. Says the Gemara, but Rav Ami, Rav Asi, have aile bechad v'chad. They would go there each one by themselves. L'chudei v'lo mitzing, and they had nothing to worry about. Amalei Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan asked them, lo mistafu, Mr. Fisu, are you not scared about walking into that bathroom? Amalei no kabbalah kaminin. We know the following. Kabbalah the basic kisei. We have a kabbalah about the bathroom. Sinulusoi, to act in a modest way. Vishtikusoi, and being quiet. Again, being quiet is also represents tznius. And tznius is what's important in the bathroom. Says the Gemara further, they said, Kabuli di Yisurai, if something bad is happening to a person, what should be his reaction? Shtikusai. He should be quiet. Because by being quiet, he's declaring that I recognize that everything that happens to me because Hashem made and wants it to happen to me. And accepting that everything's from Hashem is the way you're going to save yourself. And then, of course, very connected. Since you're recognizing that everything that happens to you from Hashem, so who's the one to daven to that this should stop? Daven to Hashem. Says the Gemara, Abaye Marbele Ime Imra, Abaye's mother raised a sheaf for him, to enter into the bathroom. Because as we keep on learning, we never want to go into the bathroom quietly. And therefore, we never want to go into the bathroom ourselves, because that's when the shadim could prevail. So she raised from him a sheep to go in there. Asked the Gemara, why was it specifically a sheep? Why couldn't she have raised a goat for him for that purpose? Answers the Gemara, Sawyer Besar Michlef. One of the names of the Shadim is Sawyer. And a goat is also called Sawyer. And therefore, we want to stay away from anything that is close to Shadim when we're going into the bathroom. Says the Gemara, Rava Makamad Avarashi Makasha, before Rava became the head of the yeshiva, Makarkash Alebas Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda's daughter, who, as we learned early in the Masechta, was Rava's wife, would rattle a walnut in a copper receptacle. She would rattle a walnut in a copper receptacle that would make noise and keep away the shadim. Bas the Malach, after he became the Rosh Yeshiva, and therefore, as we know, the shadim particularly go after somebody who's a Talmud Chacham. And as we keep on learning in our shir, the bathroom is where the shadim congregate. So what she did was, Avdalei Kafsa, she made a window in the wall of the bathroom. Omanachle Yodereshin, she would keep her hand on his hand on top of when he's in the bathroom. And I saw that the Oz Ruah makes a very interesting observation. As we go back to the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara taught us that a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say Krishma Lamita. Because we say Krishma Lamita, that it should be a Shmira. But Talmid Chachamim, Tairason, their Torah protects them. As much as the Torah protects them, in a bathroom, they still need a Shmira. Why? Because as we know, in a bathroom, one is not allowed to think Divrei Torah. So since he's not allowed to think Divrei Torah in the bathroom, he doesn't have the Shmira of the Torah, and therefore he has to rely on a different Shmira. Amar Ula, Achura Egeda Nifne Miyad. If somebody is using the bathroom right behind a wall, he could use it right away, and he doesn't have to distance himself from anyone else. For as the Shulchan Aruch explains, there are two reasons why a person has to distance himself when he uses the bathroom. One is because, as we learn in our Gemara, when you go to the bathroom, you have to be a tsnua, you have to be modest. If, however, you're sitting behind the wall, where no one can see you, we don't have that concern. But there's another concern. Maybe as he passes gas and it makes a sound, that also is a lack of tznius. Tells us the Gemara that we don't have to be concerned with that. Ubiya kozman shemis atish ve'enchaver shemeya. But when it's an open area, there we even not only have to be concerned, says the Gemara, that people shouldn't see you using the bathroom, but people shouldn't even hear you pass gas. Isiba nosen, however, masni hachi achrore ageder. If somebody's using the bathroom behind the wall, you could only use the bathroom in such a space if that even though he can't see you using the bathroom, but if he can hear you passing gas, then you shouldn't go to the bathroom there either. By the wall, so we don't have to worry about anybody seeing you because there's a wall separating you. In the open area, we have to worry about people seeing you. Ask the Gemara. Meisvei, the halacha is, says the Mishnah Masechta Taharis Perug Yud, Mishnah Beis, Yoitzim Pesach Beis Abad, they used to work in the olive press. And the halacha is that somebody could go out of the olive press because he needs to use the bathroom. V'nifonim lachurei agedar, and you could just use the go to the bathroom right behind the wall of the olive press. V'hein tayrim. As we've discussed many times, they lived in a world where they needed to be greatly concerned about Tumah v'Tahara. So if somebody is a chaver, somebody who's careful on Tumah v'Tahara is pressing his olives, he needs to be concerned that Amoritz should not come into that room and touch the olives. So now the question is, if somebody is working in the olive press and he needs to use the bathroom, he can't go too far away. So here we see, because we have to be worried what will be the status of the olives while he's missing. So the Mishnah says that you can go to the bathroom right behind the wall. But ask the Gemara, here we said, we see, Banosin taught us that you can't just go to the bathroom behind the wall. You also need to be concerned if anybody's going to hear you pass gas. Answers the Gemara, but Taharis Hikilu. By Taharis, we're more lenient. And that's why, even though normally one may not use that spot for the bathroom, in order to maintain the status of Taharis, we may. Toshma, says the Gemara. It says, Kama, the Mishnah over there continues, Kama Yircha Kuviyei Tayrim, how far could these pissed people who are pressing the olives leave the olive press and still assume, and the halacha assume, that the olives are still tar, k'day shireu, that you could still see it. Now, let's understand something. Somebody is using the olive press. He's working. He has to obviously go to the bathroom. He has to be close enough that he could see. But we learned that you can't go to the bathroom where anybody could see you. Didn't that is easy by Nosson teach us that? Says the Gemara, Shani Oichlo Taras Dekil Barabonim. Again, normally we would not allow somebody to use such a spot for the bathroom, but because we want to be able to protect the Taharis, Chazal were more lenient. Ravashi Omar, my Kozman Shein Chaveri Rei Dekom Isi Ben Nosson. We go back and trying to understand what Isi Ben Nosson said, that you can't use a spot from where you could be seen. Kozman Shein Chaveri Rei is Piruoi. It's not just that your friend can't see you. If he could see you, it's not the issue. He can't see your private parts. Avladei chazilei. So if he could see you, but you can't see your private parts, you could still use such an area for the bathroom. And that's what the Mishnah means, that you could go to that spot and use the bathroom, and your taharis will still be considered properly guarded. Says the Gemara, who savdona the nachas kamei de Rav Nachman? There was a person who said a hesped in front of Rav Nachman, Omar, and he said regarding a specific individual, hi tenu bar chosuf hava, that this person who passed away was very modest. Omar Rav Nachman, at eilat ba'adei lebeis akisei v'yadat etznu iloi, did you ever enter into the bathroom with him to know if he's a tsnua? Because, says Abaya, says Rav Nachman, the Tanya, and Karen Tsnua Elamishi Bitsnua Basakise, we can only consider somebody a tsnua when he's in the Basakise. And I saw a beautiful vart from the Sefer Sheres Menachem. We know that two malachim escort a person wherever he goes. And they say testimony if he's what kind of person he was. But in the Beis HaKisei, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, the Malachim don't enter. So somebody that... So in the bathroom, you can't go in with other people, as we're learning in our Shir. You don't have Malachim to escort you when you go into the bathroom. So how can we ever be sure, said Rav Nachman, that this person is the tznua in the Beis HaKisei? So that's why he was upset that this person called him a tznua. Ask the Gemara, Rav Nachman, my nafkliminei. And why is Rav Nachman so bothered that he called him a tznua when he couldn't be certain that he was a tznua? Answers the Gemara Mishum D'Tanya. We learned in a Braisa, Kishem Shnefram and Amesim, if extra praise, which is not warranted, is said about a mace, he's punished. Because the Nishmaim, they say, let's examine. They say different milas, they say different compliments about this person. Are they really true? And k'shem shenefram in a maceim, kach nefram in a savdonim, they also take punishment from the savdonim, u'me'oinen achreim, and from the people that reply to the savdonim. And that's why you have to be very careful what you say by hesped. And the Rosh says that this Gemara is not only referring to a person who was a Baal Aveira, but any person who passed away and is excessively praised, that causes that Min Shemayim they should see, did you have these milos or not? And if he didn't, then he's punished. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that although, as we're learning in our Gemara, somebody who says a hesped can't say qualities about the person who died if they're not true, it is permitted to slightly exaggerate, and explains the Bach, because there's a mitzvah, as the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Hei is going to teach us, to properly, appropriately be maspid a person who died. If the person who's saying the hesped is not going to be allowed to say any exaggeration, so what we need to be concerned is that he's going to understate the milus of the nifter. But that's also something that we need to be very careful about. So to make sure that the nifter is given his due praise, we allow some slight exaggeration. Why is the tzibur punished? We understand why the person who died is punished. We understand why the person who said the hesped is punished. But why is the tzibur? Because the tzibur, after the hesped is said, used to say amen. And since they used to say amen, the halach is that if somebody says amen, it's as if he said the exact point, he said the exact same thing as the maspid said, and therefore, just like the maspid in our Gemara is punished, so too will he be punished. Tana Rabbanan, Eze Tsanua, who is considered Tsanua, as we're learning in our Gemara, Tsanias is very much connected to using the bathroom. Eze Tsanua, Zanifna Belaila B'makash Nifna B'yoyim. He uses the same place at night where it's dark and as he does by day. Eni, ask the Gemara, is that true? Vamar Yehuda Barav, Loilam Yanik as Adam Shachas for Arvis. A person should always go to the bathroom in the morning before people get up, at night when everybody's sleeping, kidei shlo yitzarek l'srachi, so she need not need to distance themselves. So we see that when it's dark and there's no one around, you need not distance yourself as much as you distance yourself by day. V'su rava b'yumam ava ozel admil. Rava by day, when he needed to use the bathroom, would walk even a mil to find a private place. But at night he would tell his attendant, "Panele dochter brachov de masa, I could use the bathroom in the middle of the street." Look if there's anybody behind the wall of the Beis HaMedrash at night, the bein el mifni. So we see that at night you don't have to distance yourself so far. Rather, says the Gemara, what the Braisa means to say, loy tamer bim makim, you don't have to use the same spot at night as you use by day. Just like as we learned earlier in our shir, that when one uses the bathroom, he has to use it in most modest fashion. Not only does he have to sit and use the bathroom that way by day, but even by night. Rashi Amar, I feel tamer makim. Even the Braisa says the same place by day. Lenitzchu el keren zavis. Just, you should go into a private corner. A private corner which nobody could see you and nobody could hear you is mutter by day. And the Brice is teaching us that just like you look for such a place by day, by night you look for such a place as well. Gufa, Amrav Yehudu Amrav, Loilam Yanik Odomus Atzmai Shachas for Arvis, a person should accustom himself to use the bathroom in the morning and the evening, Kadesh Shloi Tzarek L'Srachik, so he shouldn't need to travel so far away to be able to use a bathroom. Tanya Nami Hochi Ben Azay Oimer, Hashkem Vitzei, go get up early in the morning and go to the bathroom. Today Shloit Tesrachek, that you need not go far away because during the day you're going to have to move further away because there are people. Mishamish Vishev, one, if he has to help himself to be able to use the bathroom, first manipulate yourself and then sit down. Val Tashamish Vateshev, don't do it the other way. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara is teaching us that somebody should clean the bathroom seat before he sits on it, not to get dirty with the remainders of a different individual. Because Shkala Yoshev Mishamish, for the Gemara we're going to learn the Posh Pshat of Rashi, that first, if he sits down and then he starts trying to open himself up, I feel Oysen Kshafim Basfanya, even if Kshafim are being done far away in a Samya, born a love, he needs to be concerned about them. Says the Gemara, but if he forgot the Yosef and he sat down, Vacha Mishamish, and then he tried to open himself, and that, as we just learned, is something very dangerous. Maitakante, asked the Gemara, what should he do? Says the Gemara, when he gets up, he should say, Loi li, loi li, loi tochem, loi tachtem, loi hani, loi mahani, loi charsh, loi charsh, loi charsh, loi charsh. So by saying this nusach, he's able to chase away the shadim. Says the Gemara, Tanya ben Azay Omer, Akol Mishkav Shchav, you could sit on anything, Chutz min HaKarka, besides on the ground, because that's where Posh Pshat is, you're going to get sick from laying on the ground. So many Mefarshim asked the question, that we know, it says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, Al Oretz Tishan. So how do we reconcile it with our Gemara that says that don't lay directly on the ground? So I saw two terutzim. When the Mishnah says, El Aretz Tishon, it's not to be taken literally. What the Mishnah is trying to teach us, says Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld in Shalos Tshuva Silmas Chaim, Yerdei Simon Tuf Kuf Gimel, what the Tan is trying to teach us is to try to always live on a minimal basis. Don't look for luxury in life. Another pshat that I saw is that there's a difference if you're wearing clothing or you're not wearing clothing. If you're wearing clothing, then you can lay on the ground. And that's why there are people that used to lay on the ground on Tisha B'Av, because they're wearing clothing. If you're not wearing clothing, you may not lay on the ground. There's a different pshat suggested, that there may be a difference between an earth ground and a stone floor. But I saw from the Shalos Tshuvos Machzeh Avraham, Simen Kuf Chav Hei, that even on a stone ground, one should not lay directly on the ground. And as we're learning, that means if you're not wearing clothing. Akol Moshev Shev, you could sit on any beam, Chutz Min HaKaira. So Posh Pshat is that the beams were very tall, and because the beams were very tall, you need to be concerned that you're going to fall off the beam. Another Pshat is that certain beams are very skinny, and because those beams are very skinny, you need to be concerned that if you're going to sit on them, they may crack, and you may Chas V'Shalom fall. Amar Shmuel, Shina B'Amud HaShachar, sleeping right before right before the morning star comes up, kistam is like parzla. It's like steel is to iron. Just like you put steel to strengthen the iron, so true, that's the best time to sleep. You'd see about Mura Shachar, and going to the bathroom at that time is also kistam is like parzla. So it's a very famous and interesting discussion. If a person, what's the best time for a person to learn? Is the best time for a person to learn at night, late at night, and get up later in the morning? Or is it better to learn early in the morning and go to sleep earlier at night? And this is a discussion amongst many Paiskim. So one of the rayas that the Paiskim say is that you should learn late and get up later is from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that the best time to sleep is by the Amud HaShachar. But if you're getting up early to learn, you're not sleeping by the Amud HaShachar. Having said that, the Paiskim, I saw Rav Vozner Zatzal, the Shevet Alevi, Chelek Vav Simon Aleph, says that a yeshiva should teach the Bachrim to get up early to learn in the morning. Because if you start the day by getting up learning early in the morning, then you will have, that's the way the whole day will follow. And in fact, I saw from the Sefer Ruach Chaim, he says that he knows from experience that all people who were Zoichet Arichas Yomim were people who got up early in the morning. And therefore, he says that going to sleep early and getting up early brings a person health, chachma is wisdom, and oiz is strength. And he says, even women who aren't getting up to learn should still get into the habit of going to sleep early and getting up early. And he says, that's what we say in Neshes Chayil. V'tokim ba'oid layla, v'titin teref levaysa. That the woman gets up, well, it's still night. Says the Gemara, Baba Kapora, have a mazbin, mili bedinri. Baba Kapora would sell wise words for dinarim. And even though you're not allowed to take money for teaching Torah, this wasn't Torah, says the Ein Yaakov. It was divrei chachma. And for divrei chachma, you're allowed to take money. He says, ad de knafsus achoil. When you're hungry, eat. Ad de tzachsus, when you're thirsty, drink. Ad rosach kidrach, when your pot is boiling. That means when you need to go to the bathroom, shvoich. Go to the bathroom right away. So I saw that the Imrei Noyim explains the Gemara like this. When you're hungry, when you're hungry, you should eat. Because then that's when you have an appetite. I don't know if you'll have an appetite later. So he says the same thing is for Torah. If you have a desire to learn, sit down and learn because you don't know what's going to happen. The same thing with drinking. That drink when you're thirsty. And it says it refers to mitzvahs. When you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, do a mitzvah. And then he said the third thing, when you have something poured out right away, it's talking about tzedakah. A person should give tzedakah when he has the ability to give tzedakah. You don't know what will happen in the future. Kind of karabaroimi. When there's a horn sounding in Rome that they're selling figs, bar mazmatene tene davuchuzavin. A son should take his father's figs and sell them because now you know you can get customers. So from here we see that a son should follow his father's profession. And if your father was a fig seller, you should be his fig seller. What is the lesson? Says the Imrei Noyim. If you don't have the ability to say your own chidushim, then say the chidushim that you heard from your father. Omlo abayil rabbanon, kailisu b'shvilad mechuz l'makam b'b'chakla. When you pass through the alleys of the city of Mechuza, go to the field to use the bathroom. Loi taksu, and when you go there, don't look to one side of the road or the other side of the road. Dilma yasvi nashi, maybe women are sitting there. And you shouldn't be looking at them when they're using the bathroom. Says the Rav Safra al Beis Akisei. Rav Safra entered the Beis Akisei. Also, Rav Abba Nochle Ababa. Rav Nav came and coughed on the door, showing that he wanted to enter the Beis Akisei. Amalei. So Rav Safra said to him, Leomar, you could come in. Bas Nafak Amalei. After Rav Safra came out, he said, Rav Abba said to him, Ad hashta loy layas l'seir. You never lived in Seir, v'mat l'chmiya de Seir. And you are acting like the people of Seir, which are the Romans that didn't act modestly in the bathroom. Lav hachi tanan, for have we not learned? Bedura ha'isusham, the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Tamid, that there was a fire in the area in the Beis HaMikdash, or Beis HaKisei shel Kavod, and there was a Beis HaKisei of Kavod. Wa'ot pshat, Beis HaKisei shel Kavod, zaya kvoidoi. Matzo no, if you found the door of the bathroom closed, b'yidu she'esh shem adam, you know there's a person there. Matzo besuach, but if you find it open, b'yidu she'esh shem adam, you know there's nobody there. Alma, so they had these signs to know if somebody's there, but they didn't talk, because Alma, lav arich aru, it's not respectful to speak in the bathroom. For who suffer, mesukhan hava. Why did Rav Safra do this? Because he thought Rav Abba was in a situation of danger. The Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamaliel Oimer, Amura Chayzer, if somebody needs to use the bathroom and he doesn't, maybe it's Adam of the Adroikin. It could cause a person to have dropsy. Silana Chayzer, if somebody needs to urinate and he doesn't, maybe it's Adam of the Adroikin to jaundice. Says the Gemara, Rav Loza all the basic kisa. Rav Loza came to the bathroom, also parsu dake, and a Roman person pushed him aside. Come Rav Elazar v'nafak. So Rav Elazar got up and left. Asa droknei shamtel kakeshe. A snake came and bit the rectum of this Roman. Karlei Rav Elazar v'eten odom tachtecha atikri odom el edoim. At the beginning, Rav Elazar was upset that he was first to use the bathroom and now this person pushed him away. But we saw that there was a tremendous yata d'shmaya, because if he would have gone into the bathroom first, he could have been harmed. The pasuk tells us that when Shaul was running after David, Shaul entered a cave where David and his men were hiding. David's people urged him to kill Shaul. All David did was cut a corner of Shaul's garment as he was relieving himself. That's what the pasuk says. David should have said to Shaul, I said, what does he say? V'amar, v'tachas, v'chasti. Since v'tachas, I was the one that had rechmanas of you. Amar v'lezer, amar l'davel shemol. Min ha'toyre, midaraisa, ben arigata. I had every right to kill you. Sherei oidavata, you were pursuing me. V'toyre amar, ba'al l'hargacha, if somebody's pursuing you, hashkem l'harga. El sneis, because you are a tznua chas alecha, I had rachmanos on you. Ask the Gemara, Mayhi, where do we see that Shaul had tznius? The ksiv yov al gidrus etzoyin al derech v'sham ma'ora v'yov v'shaul lahasich esraglav. Shaul went into the cave to use it as a bathroom. Says the Gemara, Tana, God lufnim together. He went inside area into another area, deep into the cave, that he should be able to use the bathroom in the most modest fashion. Not only that, but when he went to the bathroom, he covered himself up to do it in the most modest fashion. David cut off the corner of Shaul's beged. Somebody who doesn't show respect to garments won't have hana from the garments. Shenema, as the pasuk says, and as I saw the Mefarshim explain, David HaMelech made a mistake. So Parsh Pshat is that he should have caught, he wanted to teach Shaul a lesson, but he didn't have to cut the corner of the tzitzis off. He could have cut off a different corner. Another Pshat is, David HaMelech thought that what makes a king into the king, that he wears the garments of a king. But the lesson is that it's not the garments that make the person. It's the person who makes the person. And the Gemara talks about another situation between David and Shaul. Im Hashem asiska beyarach mincha. If Hashem made you angry against me, let him accept my tefillah. Amar Belazar, Amar Laikadosh Baruch Hu David, Mesis Karasali, you're calling me Mesis, which usually is a very negative word, speaks about somebody trying to convince somebody to do Avodah Zarah. Harei Mechshuch V'Dovash Afil Tanakash Beis Rabin Yod Nesai. You'll make a mistake that everybody that learned in yeshiva knows you're not supposed to do. We all know the Torah says, Kisi says, Rosh B'nai Yisrael F'gdayim V'nosin Ish Koyfa Nafshai. The way Jews are supposed to be counted is everybody giving Koyfa Nafshai. And David HaMelech counted them by head. Miyad V'yamit Sotan Yisrael V'ksiv V'yosis David B'hem Leim L'chom M'neis Yisrael V'kim Edem Enenu. He counted them L'shok M'nai Koyfer, and he didn't take Koyfer from them. And because of that, the Ksiv Yitan Hashem Devi B'Yisrael M'nabai K'vereis Moed. So the question is, how did David HaMelech make such a fundamental mistake? The Ramban says that David thought that this pasuk of Kisisa only applies to the Midbar, not for the future. Another pshat the Ramban suggests is that David did count them with coins. But even if you count them with coins, you may only count them if there's a purpose to count them. There was no reason for them to be counted at that time. Another pshat is, the Be'er Sheva suggests, that David HaMelech Hashem made him make this mistake, which he normally should not have made. Maye Smoit, Amar Shmuel, Sava Chasin de Reb Chanina, Mishmei de Reb Chanina, B'Shas Shechitas Atam V'Shas Zrikosai. The entire time of danger was from when they shechted the Karmat Tamid until they did Zrikas Adam. Reb Yochanan Amar, that it continued till Chatzos. V'Yomel HaMalach, HaMashchus Ba'om Rav, Amar Blazo, Amar Lai Kodesh Baruch Hu LaMalach, Toli Rav Shebehem, take for me the greatest one from amongst them, Sheyesh Ba'il Lepreya Mem Kama Choyvus. By taking that person, it'll be like taking many people. Avisha Tzruya was nifter, and that caused the plague to stop. Hashem saw what was going on, and he reconsidered. So we see the word Ram by Yaakov. Of course, there was no Afresh Yitzchak. Yitzchak was never burnt. Either pshat is it was the Afer of the Isle, or the pshat is all the materials that Yavar Avram Avinu brought to burn Yitzchak with, that the ayah was burnt with, or the fact that Avram Avinu was ready to burn Yitzchak, it's considered as if he was burnt. Yitzchak nafchama kesef kipurim ra. He saw the money that Klai Yisrael gave when they were counted the first time. Shnema v'lokachtos kesef kipurim meis b'nei Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan beis hamikdash ra. Diksiv b'har Hashem ra. Pligba Rav Yaakov Bar Idi Shmuel Ben Nachmeni, Charem HaKesef HaKippurim Ra, that he saw the Kesef that they gave when they were counting the Kisisa, V'Charem HaBeis HaMikdash Ra. Mustabra, says the Gemara, it makes sense to say, Command on HaBeis HaMikdash Ra. Shnema, Ashiyoymer Hashem Bahar Hashem Yira. It says, Hashem sees it every day. Hashem remembers the Beis HaMikdash every day, and even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, anymore, its schus still stands for us to protect us from all tzaros.